This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg in our Fargo studio and in our Bismarck studio, Sue Balcom.
It's time for another episode of Main Street Eats with Root Cellar Sue. Sue, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And it is still time to be going out in the garden and getting some good produce out there before it gets too cold, although, of course, we're right on that edge of...
We are on the edge, but, you know, our farmer's market goes until the end of October, and we will have a large variety of produce that probably will be available until the end of October. And nothing is funnier than seeing a bunch of farmers standing outside in their boots and parkas, the Air Force type, watching the people drive up, open their window, like, what do you got? I'm like, get out of your car and come over here, man. We're freezing. We've been here for hours.
Suffer with us, yeah.
Yeah, suffer with us. But in the meantime, the pepper, for some reason, I can grow peppers like nobody's business. I love peppers.
I do too.
Oh my gosh. I've got green ones and then green ones that turn red. I've grown chocolate peppers and red peppers. Oh, I said red peppers, like red jalapenos. Like if you leave your jalapenos on long enough, they'll become red. And then they're beautiful and hot. And then there's also a variety of jalapeno that is purple that turns burgundy when they get ripe. And oh my gosh, you guys, the peppers are so beautiful and the ones that you pick out of your garden are so amazing. But when you have a glut of peppers, you're like, what am I going to do with three or four bushels of jalapenos and green peppers? So I thought maybe we'd share some ideas about peppers.
Well, I have a great idea. Don't wash your hands and then put your contacts in.
Oh.
Yeah, totally done that.
I've got a joke about guys that I
won't
tell.
Let's not go there because girls can do that too. And it is unpleasant. So you want to – I buy boxes and boxes of those blue nitrile gloves because when you handle your jalapenos, you definitely want to wear gloves. And then maybe kick your husband out of the house because he'll complain about his eyes burning. I'm like, oh, you get used to it after a while. So.
Toughen up.
Well, my mother was from Tennessee, and she made the best cornbread. So give us a cornbread recipe with peppers because that's a great combination.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and one of the things you can do when you make your cornbread in your cast iron skillet is you can chop up some jalapenos. But, you know, the popularity of bacon-wrapped, cheese-stuffed poppers.
Oh,
my gosh.
Everywhere.
Stop there.
Oh, you know, I'll bet you we ate 12 peppers the other day, my husband and I, while we watched a football game, because that's like a whole meal for us because they're so good. But then I found this better recipe. You know how that cheese leaks out of there sometimes? Well, if you have these big, beautiful jalapenos, there's a cornbread stuffed jalapeno recipe that I found that's really quite simple. So you cut your jalapenos in half, and I leave the caps on so that they kind of create a boat. And then take the seeds out because there's two schools of thought. Either the seeds make it hotter or the seeds don't make it hotter. And really, personally, I've never noticed a difference. But when you're making poppers, I try to get the seeds taken out of there. And then if you don't have a homemade cornbread recipe like I do, then you need to buy a box of cornmeal mix. And the recipe calls for something that had honey in it. Now, I've never seen that type of cornbread, but I think you could add honey later if you wanted to. And then you need shredded cheddar cheese and a cup of corn, which fresh or canned is fine. And you mix up your cornbread mix and you add the corn and the cup of cheddar cheese. And then you fill your jalapeno halves with that instead of with the cream cheese and sprinkle cheese over the top and then bake them for about 15 to 20 minutes till that cornbread is cooked. Oh, doesn't that sound just, I mean, my mouth is watering.
Yeah, I'll take a dozen of those right now.
Oh, so if you're watching football, you're having company over, it would be so easy to do this if you had tons of jalapenos. Make poppers on one side of the oven and the cornbread stuffed jalapenos on the other side and you're good to go.
Can you pickle them?
Oh, yes. I spent all of last night kind of dealing with some of my jalapenos, so I do couple things. I make green jalapeno jelly that you serve over cream cheese or dunk your potato chips in. And then I make a – seriously, that's how addicting that stuff is. Like, well, can we stick in this jelly quick? So, and the little bit of salt is really good with the sweet, you know. And then I save my red ones off to the side, and I make a red jalapeno jelly out of them so that you can have a Christmas treat, red and green jelly on cream cheese.
You're so cute.
And then you can make pickled jalapenos, and those are naturally fermented, and they are amazing, and they're hotter than Hades usually. And that's a pretty simple, just use a pickling recipe and let them sit on your counter, and if they start blowing the tops off of the jars, they're ready to eat for sure. And then I make something called cowboy candy, ooh, which is really popular. And that is a jalapeno slice that's been preserved in a sugar syrup. And I'll tell you what, a grilled hamburger with American cheese and those sweet and hot jalapenos on the top is an absolute treat.
How do you do that with the jalapeno?
You slice them up, and then there's a recipe for lots of sugar and a little couple spices like garlic and red pepper. Like, I don't know why you'd add that, but, you know, just throw it in
make
there.
Make sure it's hot.
Yeah. Yes, and then some turmeric and celery seed, and you kind of simmer the peppers in that juice, and then you take those out and fill the jars, and then you boil that juice down so it's thick and syrupy, and then process them in a – add that and then process in a hot water bath. They are really, really good. I could send you guys a jar of that. I have a glut.
I'll take one, sure.
Sure.
All right. Christmas is coming, so we have to think about local gifts, you know. And then I have these sweet snacking peppers, you know, the ones that you can buy at the grocery store. You can grow those. And the beauty of those is they don't have hardly any seed in them whatsoever. So I have these beautiful kind of yellowish sweet peppers that I also make a jelly out of. So for people who are too wussy to try the jalapeno stuff, they can have the sweet pepper jelly. And so then the colors of these peppers, like I can grow chocolate peppers, and then you have kind of a brown jelly, and then the yellow and the red and the green. It's just amazing. Amazing what you can do with peppers. Besides make salsa. That's
right.
Pretty key there, right?
Okay, so I want to do a follow-up question on pickling, though.
Okay.
Especially if you're doing like that quick and easy, that refrigerator pickle style. Can you just add some to that batch periodically, or do you have to make fresh every time?
Oh, the heck with the jalapenos. Throw some hard-boiled eggs in that juice. Then you have hot pickled hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, you've worked at a bar, haven't you?
Right?
So, oh, yeah. Jim Lowerman's used to serve them on a bed of pretzels with one of those pepperoncini peppers? Or
pepperoncini,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is the best thing with beer ever. but, no, you can keep adding.
You can just add? Okay.
Yep. You can continue to add as you pick them out of your garden.
Oh,
so
perfect.
If you can't use up all your jalapenos, you can just freeze them whole in a bag. Just throw them in a Ziploc bag, throw them in your freezer, and then you can slice them up, put them in your cornbread in the middle of winter. Or you can process them a little first by cutting the ends off and scooping the seeds out or slicing them up. I usually slice mine up and weigh them out, and then if I want to make another batch of jelly or something, I just pull them out of the freezer and they're good to go. You can do that with green peppers also. Like my new favorite soup in the winter is stuffed pepper soup. And so I slice green peppers, take out the seeds and the core, and lay them on a cookie sheet, freeze them, and then have my husband seal-a-meal them for me in like 1-cup packages and throw those in the freezer. You can also cut the tops off and make the stuffed pepper cups and freeze those. And once they're frozen solid, you can seal-a-meal those. And they'll be just perfectly fine for making the real stuffed peppers in the winter.
Well, speaking of the freezer, what if you wanted to take some ice cream out that had some zing to it?
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I'm going to get my milk from my farmer friend right after I talk to you. And then I'm going to make some jalapeno ice cream this weekend. Mm. I found two recipes. One is dark chocolate jalapeno ice cream, and the other one is an eggless ice cream that's thickened with a little bit of cornstarch, so it might not be totally considered ice cream, but They put green food coloring in, which I probably won't do. But, oh, my gosh, I love, like, cinnamon ice cream. So I can't imagine how good a jalapeno ice cream would be. And I knew you would love that, Ashley.
I would totally eat that.
Have you ever tried it? Have you ever found it anywhere?
No, I never have.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
Do you make ice cream at home?
I do.
Okay, because it's easy peasy, because you can get those little personal ice cream freezers and then find yourself some jalapenos and some dark chocolate and some cream. And it's really, really easy to make ice cream.
I love chili chocolate.
Oh, so do I. I always look for that at all the chocolate shops when I'm out and about in the big world. But this one chef, let me see if I can find his name here, Janos Wilder from the four-star Janos restaurant in Tucson, Arizona, makes this chocolate jalapeno ice cream. And then he makes a special sundae that you put the ice cream in a dish and then you put white chocolate sauce over it and candied pecans. Mm. So grow some peppers, baby.
Jalapeno wonders. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you, guys.
We check in with Sue Belcom for Main Street Eats once a week.